Greetings in Jesus' name, and thank you for calling into the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration line today. Let's go to the Word of God and see what the Lord would have for us. I have been reading and studying some on the Kingdom of Heaven, and so I will be sharing some of what I have found and my thoughts as well. Let's start by reading a few verses in Matthew chapter 22. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son and sent out his servant to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come." Again, he sent out other servants, saying, "Tell those who are invited, 'See, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the wedding.' But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his business." So as we look at the response of the people to this invitation, we see that at first they were simply not willing to come. They ignored the invitation. And other servants were sent out to repeat that invitation and with more detail. And this time they made light of it, and they went about their work, one to tend his farm, another look after his business. How do we see things today? How do we find ourselves? Do we have time for the kingdom of heaven? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Do we truly seek that first and hunger and thirst after it? Or do we give our farms and businesses priority and give God what's left? Verse 6 says, "And the rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them." Here we see a violent response to the invitation, a violent rejection of the invitation. People who are offended at the gospel. Verse 7 says, "When the king heard about it, he was furious, and he sent out his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding.'" The invitation has gone out to all. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is nigh at hand. The wedding is ready, and the invitation has gone out. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17 says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' And let him who hears say, 'Come.' And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely." The invitation is open. But what does it take? What kind of a response is God looking for? Luke chapter 16, verse 3. Excuse me. Chapter 16, verse 16. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is pressing into it. We want to press into it. We want to press after that. Strive to enter by the narrow gate. That is how we enter, by the narrow gate. Or what is our response to the invitation? Going back to Matthew chapter 22, going on in verse 10. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good. Both bad and good. They found people who were wicked people. They invited people who were moral people. Moral and upright, honest people. They found people who had led a wicked life, and they were all invited. Verse 10 says, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But there was one item that they all needed, and that was the wedding garment. What was the wedding garment? It was a gift from the king that they could wear at the wedding. And we read in Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 17. Excuse me, verse 18. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. So we need to be clothed with the righteousness of Christ, or to be covered by that, and the justification, our wedding garment. Do we have that wedding garment today? In verse 11 of Matthew 22, we read that, but when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. Here was a man who had trusted in his own garment. His own clothes, he felt, were good enough. His own morality, his own righteousness, and his religion were quite sufficient. He felt no need of the free gift of the wedding garment, of the justification and the righteousness which comes from Jesus Christ. I don't believe that he was there with an evil intent. Because when he was confronted, verse 12, so he said to him, friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. He was at a complete loss of words. He was mute. He was shocked that his own garment was not sufficient. The king's servant had not noticed it apparently, but when the king came in to see the guest, he could see right through him. There is no use to hide in a crowd of saved people if we are not saved ourselves. We all need this wedding garment. And it doesn't matter if we're surrounded by people who have it. We need one ourselves. Then the king said to his servant, bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. The ones who are chosen are those who enter in by the narrow gate. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 says, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. That is my heart today, that we would examine ourselves. Do we have the wedding garment? Today, it will profit us little if we had it at one time and then laid it off to pursue our business. It will profit us little, it will profit us nothing to surround ourselves with people who have it. Let us examine ourselves. And to those of you who are in the kingdom, my fellow believers, let us look at verse 13, and again at verse 4. Verse 13 says, then the king said to his servant, bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. We too serve the king. But we are not these servants. We don't have this task. Our task is more along the lines of verse 4 and verse 9. Verse 9 says, therefore, go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. That is our duty, to invite, to spread the good news of the invitation. And to point people towards that wedding garment. We can show them where to get the wedding garment. As the week, throughout the week here, Lord willing, we will be looking at some more of the kingdom of heaven. And may God bless your day.